89.
That makes you how old?
80 in December.
And what year did you come to the United States?
1921.
And how old were you at that time?
Yeah.
Tell me about Europe. Where did you live?
I lived in Subotch. Subotch Mega, see?
And was that a town or a village?
It was a village.
It was a village. And did you live on a farm or in a house?
No, no, inside.
And what about your immediate family?
I had my mother, my brother, my sister. We all lived there.
And they all lived in the house that
all
you...
Everybody had their own home. No doubt.
Yeah. What kind of a house did you live in?
Oh, I had a beautiful home.
Was it brick or wood?
Wood.
A wooden house.
Wood, in, they make bricks like from lime.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
This is
And did you work? What kind of work did you do?
I was a dressmaker.
Mm-hmm. And what about your father's work?
My father, he had a slaughterhouse.
And what language was spoken in
Hungarian?
What about Yiddish?
Oh, Yiddish for sure.
Mm-hmm. And while you were over there, did you belong to any organizations like the Zionist or the Bund or the Socialist?
No.
No?
No.
And were you friendly with the non-Jewish people?
I was very friendly with the non-Jewish. We made business with them because there's the dressmaking shop.
Mm-hmm.
There were about 17 girls working for us.
And you were in good relations.
7 machines, sewing machine, Singer sewing machine.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And what about the government of the country? Was it friendly?
Prince Joseph was
a friend
wonderful,
of the...
Wonderful man.
Mm-hmm. And what was your synagogue like?
We had a home, just a plain house, and Shafet lived on one side. He was the governor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a drape between the men's and the women's target, you know, strictly Orthodox.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what about your schooling in Europe?
Hungarian and Hebrew.
The public schools?
Public schools.
Mm-hmm. And at that time, what was your feeling about Palestine? Did you think of it, or was it discussed?
We heard about it. We never had in our mind to go to Palestine.
Oh.
We had a wonderful home.
Mm-hmm. And why did you leave the country? Where you were born?
Well, my husband came to this country in 1914, a couple of months before the war broke out.
Mm-hmm. And then that's the reason you came to the United States.
Uh-huh.
And did you have a definite destination when you were coming here?
Well, if you want to know the truth, I cried more when I came to this country and I cried in Europe than I ever by myself, my 3 children.
Mm. Why, what part of the country? You came to this part of the country.
I come to this.
Your place. Husband was here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you travel with a group or?
No, I came by myself.
By yourself?
With the 3 children.
Mm-hmm. And who met you when you came to this country?
In Mifispor station, my husband.
Oh. Uh-huh. And no organization met you in New York when you
No, I was in Prague. I slept over in Prague, Czechoslovakia, from Thursday to Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed there in Prague. There is some kind of Jewish, almost like an institute or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed there.
Uh-huh. Well, is your name the same, in Berkowitz, the same in this country as it was? It was Berkowitz, your married name.
Berkowitz, yeah.
Is the same.
Yeah.
And what was your first impression when you came to the United States?
Very disappointed.
And what about when you came to this area?
Well, I had to go home to Europe. I went home in 1928,
mm-hmm.
because I was undecided to stay here or go home.
Mm-hmm.
And I went home with my youngest son. I took my Benny with me. I went home in May, and I come home after Rosh Hashanah.
I see. And do you remember your first day in the United States?
First day in the United
yeah.
States?
Yeah.
Yes.
What was it like?
I come to my brother-in-law, William Berkowitz,
mm-hmm.
and they had Croatian, Slavish, Polish, and some other kind of nationalities. And they all come to see me. And they all throw me $1, $5 in my lap that I cried. I thought I was a beggar. And my husband came to me and he said, don't cry. They like you. That's why they give you that money.
How far back could you trace your family tree? Could you, I mean, your ancestors?
My grandma, my daughter, named after my grandmother. Mm-hmm.
And your, did your grandparents come from the area where Austria-Hungary, as far back as you know? After you lived in the United States for 5 years, did you feel that you accomplished or eventually would accomplish what you had come
to? Well, my Adolf, when I came to this country, he was 11. And when I went home, he was 19. See, I went home in 1928. Mm-hmm. And he always wanted to be what he is today, a doctor. And when I went home, I saw that it would be very complicated because the chair in the Romanians was in Europe for controlling the riots. See, they had riot after the war.
Mm-hmm.
People come home. And the chair in the Romanian came over to hold, keep the people.
Mm-hmm.
So then I decided that America would be better for Adolf. And for the rest of the children.
Was there anything about life here that disappointed you the first 5 years, the first few years you were here?
Well, it was no light, but we didn't have no electric light here where I lived. No light in Versailles.
Mm-hmm.
No telephone in every house.
Mm-hmm.
We had the gas mantles.
You mean your home in Europe had been a more comfortable home?
In Europe, well, you are born there and you grow into it, what you are.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything during the first 5 years that you felt, any reason that you felt you weren't being treated properly because you were, you know, were an immigrant and had come over here?
Here in this country?
Yes.
Oh, I was treated nice. I was treated fine.
Mm-hmm. And what did you bring to the United States with you? Papers or any objects, furniture, or family?
No
possessions or... Just what you...
Just the three children.
Mm-hmm. And what about the climate and the food when you first came to the United States? Did it affect you in any way?
Nothing was good.
Were you ill from it? Or?
No, I wasn't ill. I was sick. I got pregnant with Benny. And I went to Dr. Blow's.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that you just have to go home. I was very homesick for my mother, my sister, and even for the gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
You know me, I love life.
Yeah.
And we used to have dances almost every Saturday afternoon.
Well, your first home was in the Versailles area.
In Versailles,
and it was, as you say,
I was only one Jewish person in the village, and I couldn't speak Slavish or Polish, so I was lonesome.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of a home did you live in?
Here, in Versailles.
In Versailles, yeah.
Hello, and then just a plain house like in America.
And what? How long did you live there?
Oh, I moved to Mickeysport in 42 or 43.
And you were there for...
I was there since 1921.
When you came to the United States, were you, did you consider yourself a religious person?
Well, I come from a real Orthodox family from home,
mm-hmm.
and I try to do it the same thing today, what I find from my mother, saw from my mother.
In other words...
I am strictly kosher.
Mm-hmm. And when you find that life is hard, do you call on God to...
no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And I started to go to work on Shabbos in the butcher shop. Every paper what I tore was a tear on it, on my eye.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't take it.
Mm-hmm. At that time, many Jewish people weren't religious. How did you feel about many of them?
Here in this country?
Yes, yes.
Well, I couldn't say nothing about it because I didn't come around between those people. Mm-hmm. In the Institute, almost all was like your grandma.
Yeah.
I remember your grandmother very well.
Sure.
And
they all adhered to the...
Yeah. Mrs. Schwartz and Mrs. Deitch and Mrs. Gelb, they was all strictly
Orthodox.
Orthodox.
Uh-huh. And the people that your friends, I gather, are their attitude towards people who were not religious was they stuck close together, in other words.
Yeah, I never looked in nobody's. I didn't eat many places, you know. I don't eat.
Did you change any of your religious practices when you first came here in the first few years? Did you?
That's all I done, what I shouldn't do. I was helping my husband.
Mm-hmm. And what synagogue did you attend?
I attended the Gemilas Chesed.
And where was it located?
At the Mitzvah.
Yeah.
On Market Street.
Oh. And what was it like?
Well, it was very, very nice. Very. I came right away friendly with the elderly Jewish
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm. And how frequently did you attend?
I attended every holiday. I walked from Versailles to Mitzvah. It's about 3.5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Walked before the holiday come in.
And you're, oh,
and
I'm sorry.
For Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, we went away Erev. Rosh Hashanah, we stayed there by Mrs. Weiss on 7th Street
mm-hmm.
in Mitzvah.
And the observances in your home, you observed the Jewish
tradition, yeah.
In the holidays.
In the holidays.
And when you first came to this country, what kind of work did you do? Did you work?
That's what I worked, to help my husband.
Did you have any training for this? Did you?
Well, my grandma had a grocery store,
mm-hmm.
but not a. We had a butcher shop. My father had a butcher shop.
And what hours? Did you remember what hours you worked and if you earned?
I didn't go out working for somebody.
You worked for your
husband. Mine.
Mm-hmm. If you could live this part of your life over again, what kind of work would you go into?
I liked every day what I was
mm-hmm.
working. I liked it.
And how long did you work? How long did you stay in the store with your husband?
Well, we sold a butcher shop in 1944.
Mm-hmm.
And since then I'm not working.
And did you work on Saturdays and holidays?
Not on holidays. Saturday afternoon I used to go down.
Mm-hmm.
First beginning I sat down in the windowsill and there were I watching how the scale was going. And if I saw the scale wasn't right, so I talked to my husband. I said,
mm-hmm.
you better watch that boy.
Mm-hmm. You were, in other words,
I was
there
a watchman.
Yeah. When did you first meet your husband?
Oh, when I was about 15 years old.
And how old was he?
Oh, must have been about, well, I was born in 1889. He was born in 1885.
You were about 15?
I was about 15.
Mm-hmm.
It was a comedian, but I met him. I went to a wedding
uh-huh.
with another fella, and he came and he said, oh, that Fraile is too big for you. He took me away, and I went to my mother, and I cried. I said, Mother, I said, look what he's doing. Mother said, it's all right. That was the first time I had lipstick on my lips. You know Mr. Shermer?
Yeah.
Hold it down a little bit. Mr. Shermer had a sister.
Were you married in this country or in Europe?
I married in Europe.
And was the marriage arranged or how was
it? Oh, yeah, we had a big wedding. In
no, I don't mean that. Was it arranged by, it wasn't...
Rabbi?
It was a love marriage rather.
It was a big wedding.
How long did you know each other before you were married?
Well, Max went to the army in 7, and he come home in 1909,
mm-hmm.
and we got married in 1910.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't arranged by a marriage?
We had to have the Hungarian government, you know, just like here, you have to go to the squire.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a big wedding outside my grandmother's yard.
And Mr. Berkowitz was from the same country. He was also. Were you particularly interested in marrying somebody from the same country, or was it just that you met him?
We came together with a lot of A lot of other fellas, no doubt about it, but this was the Bisharta, we lived together.
Did any of your friends over there or acquaintances marry non-Jews?
I have a friend here from this country who came to this country when she was 15, and she got married a non-Jewish. Mm-hmm. She still lives in Flushing, Long Island.
And how did you feel about this? Did you?
I met her a year ago. We didn't see each other for 50-some years. And I went to Flushing to a bar mitzvah, and I called her on a Sunday. And I asked, oh, but may I speak to a woman? I'm looking for a person who comes from Europe. She said, what is her name? I said, Regina Solitaire. And she said, that's me. Who is it who we are talking? I said, this is Berta. She screamed in the telephone. And she came to see me. Her husband was a little Italian fella. They were still lived together.
Then, in other words, you still felt she was a good friend of yours? And this happened in this country?
Yeah, when she was coming to this country on the road.
Well, you know, so many couples have trouble adjusting, getting along, and so forth and so on. Did you have problems when you were first married? Did you just adjusting to each other and getting along and
I knew him for so many years, you know, before he used to come. He was a cattle dealer, and my father was he had a slaughter house. He used to buy the hide from the calves or the, you know, and then I knew him many years.
You felt very comfortable, knew his habits and his... And who made the important decisions in your home? Who?
Well, we always stuck things together before he came to this country.
Mm-hmm.
Then I...
Was this the way it was in your own home with your parents?
I
don't mean that. I mean, were decisions made by both of your parents?
Well, my father was in this country. You want to see something? I'll show you something.
Did you have any schooling in this country?
No, I didn't go to school. I wish I would.
Well, how did you learn to speak English?
Well, just like that, maybe. I didn't speak right today.
No,
I never will, I suppose.
And do you like music?
I love music.
And do you play an instrument or?
I used to play at my piano. Sing.
Did you go to concerts when you come over here?
Not too many. Not too much.
And what about the Yiddish theater or any other theater?
The theater.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh.
And lectures, things like that.
Well, you know, we had so many sisterhoods, so many the Beneficial Society, the Ladies Auxiliary, the Hadassah, the B'nai B'rith. So it's every week was something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And did you use the library at all? Did you go to the library?
Yes, I had
and the newspapers.
Newspaper. Yeah,
you read
could
the
read.
Year.
Mm-hmm. Could read.
And when you come over here, what were the first organizations you belonged to? The synagogue.
The ladies, the synagogue, the Gemilas Chesed, and then I became right away a sister for the Beneficial Society.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they come to the auxiliary, you know. These
were charitable organizations?
Charitable organizations. Today it's,
uh-huh.
It's the oldest society in Mickeysport.
Mm-hmm. Did you belong to organizations that gave pishkis?
Yeah, I still have it.
Uh-huh. And what about contributions? You gave to the pishki and then you...
I don't know. You don't want to see it, but I have. I don't know how many.
In those days, too, you were...
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Children start to go to school, and you feel like you have a donation, maybe God will help. And it was hard for Adolf to get into medical school. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know what it was like in those days.
Yeah.
And where did you go to have fun, to have a good time, for your entertainment?
And most of the time we had it in our institute. I didn't go to Goyish mm-hmm. affair.
And with your husband?
With my husband, always. We had Hanukkah banquet, we had New Year's Eve, we had different...
And you still had time for the ladies to
resident, I don't know how many times.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mrs. Gottlieb.
And sports, was there any interest in sports of any kind, or
play a little card or something?
That's a sport. And what kind of Jewish education did your children have?
I went to Hebrew school, and they didn't go up high like in the yeshivas. Benny was the only one who would be able to do it because Adolf was sick for a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Very sick.
And what about their regular education?
For myself?
No, your children had public schools.
Public school and high school and college.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you feel there was any difference between the way you were raised in Europe and the way they were raised in this country?
Well, if I would say no, then I wouldn't say the truth, because there is a difference. Also, that if I remember myself, if my mother said no, it was no. It wasn't said again, oh, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
But it was no.
Mm-hmm. And what about, did you ever feel that you had difficulty raising your children in this country because you were an immigrant, because you...
I couldn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The only time when Adolf wanted to go into medical school and he couldn't get into Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't get into Pitt, he couldn't get into Washington, he couldn't get into Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. But they were, as far as their behavior and their their being regular American kids. Had nothing to do with the fact that you were.
No.
And how did you acquire your American citizenship?
Through my husband. See, my husband was a citizen before I came to this country.
Uh-huh.
And I got right away, a woman came from Pittsburgh, and I wanted to find out where we live. You know, I became family way.
Well, when did you first vote in this country?
I voted. I became a citizen right after when I came to this country.
And you voted, participated in the elections?
Yes.
And what party did you belong to in those days when you first came to this country?
I was always a Democrat.
You were always a Democrat. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And were you active? Were you ever active politically?
No, I don't go. I just regular
and
voting.
Do you remember what outstanding American lived in those days that you can remember that sort of you looked up to as a hero of the day?
In his?
No, in the country.
Oh, in
an
the
American.
Oh, the Americans.
An American hero of who was the outstanding American in those days?
In Europe.
Well, when you came to this country.
When I came to this country, I thought I'll find my husband in the war somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because I came right after the war,
mm-hmm.
1921.
Mm-hmm. And when was the first time you ever saw a colored person?
A colored person?
Yeah. When was the first?
I came to Versailles.
In here. Mm-hmm. Did you feel any that they were different or that...
Well, I never saw any in Europe, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt kind of scared from him from the beginning. And he was so entertaining. He was so, wanted to be so close to me. When the Olympia Park, you remember?
Yeah, sure.
He wanted to shine my shoes all the time. Max used to tell me. He wanted to shine your shoes. I said, oh.
Did any colored people work for you?
Well, it worked. The children had, you know, Helen and Benny, Adolf.
No, I mean in the early days when you first came
first
here.
Came.
You
you
had no colored people.
I had neighbors, colored neighbors.
Oh,
very
uh-huh.
Nice, very nice.
And who were the people that you first became friendly with?
Well, so many people came on that same year into this country.
Mm-hmm.
It was something.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Weiss, Sam Weiss,
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Charles Gross.
People that you had known over
I
there?
I didn't know them.
Or, but they were from
met
the
them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Met them.
And were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
I had a
at
big
that
friendly
time,
account
yeah.
about the business. You
mm-hmm.
know.
And did any of these people that you met then become lasting friends, non-Jewish people?
Yes.
Remain friends?
I made today too.
Mm-hmm.
They come over here to Eastport, visit me.
Do you have Do you have family in this area? Other than your children, your immediate, do you have close?
I have family in New York City.
Not in the Pittsburgh area,
in the
McKeesport.
Cousins from my husband, the Weinbergs.
And when you first came here, these were, you had no relatives?
Not from mine, yeah, I have a relative, mine aunt in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, and who did you celebrate your Seder with when you came here, when you first came here?
Well, I had my three children from home.
Your immediate family?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And during the first 5 years, did you keep in touch with the family in Europe?
Oh.
Uh-huh. And what contacts did you have over there?
Well, like I said, we was very friendly with all the Gentile people. I used to send packages for a lot of people to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
One of those Gentile people was neighbor. Before I came to this country, they come over, they bought me beautiful gifts, apples, and children pillows that I should cover themselves, blanket, because it was in January. Mm-hmm. See, I came in January.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs.
You're welcome.